Blumenthal, Trump Rhetoric: A Factor in New Zealand Massacre. By Pam Key on March 15, 2019. Friday on CNN's New Day, Senator Richard Blumenthal, DCT, said President Donald Trump's rhetoric was a factor in the mass shooting at two New Zealand mosques that left 49 dead. Partial transcript as follows. Blumenthal: A heartbreaking day, and of course our prayers go out to the people of New Zealand, particularly the loved ones and survivors and victims. But words do have consequences, and we know that at the very pinnacle of power in our own country people are talking about good people on both sides. Camarada, you mean the president talking about it? I mean, I know it's hard to call this out. I've heard this from a guest this morning, they're having a hard time calling this out for some reason. Blumenthal: I think it's more than the president. It's the people who enable him and who fail to stand up to him and speak out. And we're seeing some glimmers of spine now in the United States Congress. Some of my colleagues in the last three votes standing up to him and saying no to his trampling on the Constitution. But it is also more than words. The president has defied constitutional norms and principles in declaring a national emergency. Words have consequences, like saying we have an invasion on our border and talking about people as though they were different in some fatal way. I think the public discourse from the president on down is a factor in some of these actions. Camarada, I mean, we don't have to guess, actually, at this. We don't have to connect the dots ourselves. This is what the suspects say. This guy put out, according to authorities, put out this manifesto where he connects the dots between the rhetoric that he likes to hear and his violent action. I'm wondering what you think the president's quote to Breitbart, that he said. I just want to read it to you. This was from this week. He said, I can tell you I have the support of the police, the support of the military, the support of the bikers for Trump, I have the tough people. But they don't play it tough until they go to a certain point, and then it would be very bad, very bad. How do you interpret that? Camarada, but if this is a break the glass moment, do you hear what President Trump said there, as that he would not relinquish power? As if there will not be a peaceful transfer of power in 2020 if he loses? Blumenthal, there are glimmers and hints of that fact. And that's what is so really alarming, even terrifying, in a remark of that kind. Because it encourages people who may, in fact, say, we are going to resist, we're going to go to the streets, we are going to stop that kind of peaceful transition of power. HTRCP video. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.